Mrs. Burress, B-U-R-R-E-S-S. Lord. First name is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, 9245. Dated for the 10th, which was Friday, right? What was Friday? Okay. Dated for the 10th, please. This is an 80-year-old woman. Has 5 children, 1 adopted, used to be the church secretary here in Cleveland, Texas. Patient doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Her husband just died a few months ago, period. In the paragraph, she lives with her daughter, Jennifer, who is considered her primary caregiver, period. Patient has extensive history of heart problems, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, status post pacemaker, and tachyarrhythmia, period. Patient used to be on different blood thinners, but because of cost, she was switched to warfarin, and she has to have blood work done on a monthly basis. Patient's found to be totally and completely chair-bound. She cannot get to her bed. She sleeps in her chair, sits in her chair, eats in her chair. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's short of breath at all times. She has a 4-plus pedal edema associated with lymphedema with wraps in place to reduce the reduce the swelling in her legs. This has been refractory to any type of diuretics, including high-dose furosemide, period. In the paragraph, patient lymphedema is not related to cancer, but related to right-sided heart failure, period. She said she developed this a few years ago. That has definitely gotten worse. She also has a history of hypertension. Once again, total ADL dependent on her daughter. No longer able to stand up. She's also has had decreased appetite, decreased weight. Last hospitalization was July of this year when she took the fall, period. Surgeries include appendectomy, pacemaker, gallbladder surgery, hiatal hernia surgery, and gastroplasty, shoulder surgery, cardiac stent placement, and medications. Includes metoprolol 25 milligrams once a day, Coumadin 2 milligrams a day, Crestor 40 milligrams a day, Neurontin 300 milligrams 3 times a day, PRIMADOXINE 0.5 milligrams at bedtime, Hydralazine 25 milligrams 3 times a day, Losartan 100 milligrams a day, Digoxin 0.125 milligram once a day, nitroglycerin, PRN, patients no longer taking Lasix because of complications. Medical family history, both mom and dad died of old age, but before they died, they both had strokes, they were bedbound. One had severe heart disease, mom had severe heart disease with coronary artery disease, period. Let's see, flu vaccination, COVID vaccination, none. Also in the social put down, she's been widowed since August, and she was married 63 years to her husband, period. On exam, we find Sandra to be mildly short of breath at rest, 132 over 90, 18 respiration, 69, O2 sat was 95% on room air with a heart rate of 88. Heart positive, small positive, still with ectopic lungs, bronchi, and RALS. Oh, also in there put down, she has a long-standing history of interstitial cystitis. I'm sorry, interstitial lung disease. So let's see. So what are we talking about? Heart, irregular, lungs, bronchi, RALS, abdomen, obese, neck shows J positive JVD, skin shows no rash, low extremity, 3-plus edema bilaterally with wraps in place, no lesions, neurological severe weakness, but no lateralizing symptom. Assessment, 80-year-old woman with coronary artery disease, end stage, atrial fibrillation, atherosclerotic heart disease requiring nitroglycerin, long-standing history of interstitial lung disease, has been tried on numerous medications in the past, period. In the paragraph, she's off most of her medication. The interstitial lung disease has caused severe pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure, and pedal edema, period. Patient is no longer able to ambulate, period. Patient is total ADL dependent, period. Patient lives, eats, and sleeps in her recliner at this time, period. Patient has issues with pain related to DJD, both in legs and spine, period. Patient has demonstrated decreased appetite with pedal edema, shortness of breath. Patient does not have oxygen at this time. I suspect the O2 sat drops with activity, but she's not doing any type of activity, but she is short of breath at rest and would benefit from PR and oxygen along with nebulizer treatments, period. Patient has had weight loss, even though it's not very evident because of her severe pedal edema, period. Patient has been on home health for some time and is requiring further help and would like to switch to hospice and palliative care, which she definitely would qualify for, most likely with interstitial lung disease at this time. Thank you.